Sid, who is this an impression of? Recording in progress.
I don't know. Who is it an impression?
The Zoom voice record lady.
Recording in progress. She's not British.
She's not British, no.
Remember how I thought my uncle sounded British the other night? But he just sounded like a Bronx Jew.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like, oh my God, I love it.
One, two, three. Hot snap.
Yeah. Personally, I think all that stuff in the beginning we should use in this opening.
I agree.
And I honestly think I'm ready to go to sleep.
But can we talk?
Fine.
It's the Bedtime Podcast.
The thing about like singing our intro live is I never know what key you're going to be in.
I know. I'm a bit of a key mystery. Someone replied to one of our song stories, and she's a professional singer, and she said, I have perfect pitch. Thank you, Rachel Kaplan.
You do not... Rachel Kaplan's a professional singer?
Yeah. She's really good.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that. We were picketing the other day.
Yeah.
And she failed to mention that to me. But how do you bring that up?
I know. How do you say, actually, I'm so good at singing, people pay me to do it?
Yeah, damn, I wish I would have known that. Would have had her sing me something while we picketed.
Yeah, she's like one of the most talented people I've ever met. Actually, this is a good segue for what you want to talk about. Because Rachel put out this song, I'm not kidding you, maybe 10 years ago. Like right when I moved here is when I met her. She put out this song, I got obsessed with it. She does like old-timey songs. Like that's what she's very jazzy.
Okay.
I got obsessed with it. I listened to it maybe 300 times. In like a week.
Yeah, you're right. This is a good segue because I wanted to talk about how obsessive you are.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about it a little bit as it relates to like your obsession with alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
But it just comes up so often in the day to day.
It's my whole personality is obsession.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Sure you do.
Well, it's better than like being with someone who's like, not interested in anything.
Well, yeah, of course. I'm over interested in everything.
You get into everything.
Yeah. This is very funny. My sister called me a very curious person because I just, anytime I'm remotely interested in something, somehow I get a job there and, you know, I'll be there for 6 months to a year and I'll be like, hey, learned about that. Ooh, look at this shiny thing over here. I got to go learn everything there is to know about that. And then I'll be gone.
What's interesting is that you're curious. Your sister described you as curious. And the other day, my mom described me as gullible. So we're two curious, gullible people just like walking around the planet together.
So you get sucked in, whereas I suck myself in.
You're like, well, you're the one who's getting me sucked in. Because you're like, oh, my God, come check out this thing. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I guess I will check out that thing.
Well, I'm right about the things I suck you into. It's not like I'm ever interested in anything bad other than when I'm on TikTok and I get to Flat Earth or TikTok and I'm like, as we've discussed, this makes a lot of sense.
And for some reason, that stuff does not appeal to my gullibility.
Yeah. Well, because I love a conspiracy. Like we said, I'm curious. So I'm like, oh, really? Tell me more. Whereas you're like, no, I'm not going to go there. But a police officer tells you it'll be fine if you just tell me you have some weed. Then you're all things go.
Yeah.
So I'd rather be me is what I'm saying.
Yeah. So you like in the world of music, you have been listening to Taylor Swift nonstop.
Nonstop.
It's so, I don't even know what to say anymore. Every time we get in the car, every time we put on music, it's Taylor Swift. And I really do like Taylor Swift, but it's becoming like a tactic somebody would use in like Guantanamo Bay.
Oh no, it's alarming how much I've been listening to her. And it's coming from a curious place because I got onto Gaylor TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wanted to know absolutely everything because they made it into, honestly, like a college course.
What is Gaylor TikTok?
Gaylor TikTok is a whole community of TikTokers who think Taylor Swift is actually a lesbian or bisexual, and that she dated Diana Agron, and that's who the 1989 album is like about. And then she also dated Karlie Kloss, and that's who Reputation, Evermore, that other album, Lover, that's who that's all about. And that all these other men have kind of been beards.
What's a beard?
Like a fake boyfriend or girlfriend to, like, pretend you're straight.
Interesting.
Yeah, so Gaylor TikTok, I wasn't really a huge Taylor fan at all. I was like, she's boring, cheesy, straight girl.
Yeah, you definitely were not into her when we first started dating.
No, I've never really been into her. Like, I thought her music was fun, but I definitely never really listened to it. And then I got on Gaylor TikTok, and suddenly I was curious. I was like, what are they talking about? I want to be in on it, too. I like anything that seems a little... If you make something a little academic, I'm in.
Yeah.
So I've been listening to every album, being like, oh, my God, is that a gay thing? Oh, is that a... Oh, my God, she's talking about Carly here, their beach trip to the Sequoias, like, in 2017 or whatever. You know, I don't actually know the dates. But that got me interested in Taylor.
Yeah.
And now all the Swifties are really mad that she's dating this guy, Matt Healy, who I guess has said some questionable things. But I'm just like, ladies, you got to get it together. It doesn't matter who she's dating. Let's just have fun. Let's just have fun with the lore of Taylor Swift. Because at the end of the day, my first instinct was correct. She's a cheesy white girl. There's not more there. Just enjoy the music. See, I'm obsessive.
Yeah, you're obsessing
it's
over
insane.
Taylor Swift. So, and then what was the other thing?
That I'm obsessing over?
Yeah.
Well, I tried to get us to move to Austin last week.
Oh, yeah. Did we talk about this?
No, we haven't
briefly?
Talked about it yet.
So, I don't know. There was a second where we were like, should we just move to Austin? Like, the comedy scene's great there. It's affordable. Should we move there? We could get a house for what we pay for here in LA.
For our shitty apartment.
It's not shitty.
We've had two roaches this week.
It's up and coming.
It's not up and coming. It's down and going.
We were like, should we move to Austin? Is this the right choice for us? And you were, within seconds, like, already on Zillow, finding, you found three places.
Found those places to live. I'd rewritten the words to Part of Your World about Austin.
You were just so deep. You thought about, like, where we could work. And I brought it up, but as soon as you start to get, like, deep about into something,
you gotta just let me go.
I just let you go. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of what I wanted to talk about today, which is like, this is how I've grown as a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Early on, I think you would go on one of these obsession binges,
mm-hmm.
or what's it called, like
manic episodes?
A bender.
Yeah, I'd go on my bender.
manic episode. You would go on like an obsession bender,
mm-hmm.
and I think I would get really, really caught up in each one and be confused by it. And that at times maybe would cause a conflict between us.
Yeah, we'd fight.
And now I'm realizing that every 3 to 4 months you become obsessed with something new,
yeah.
while maintaining a lot of your current obsessions, but you'll bring something new and you'll drop something mm-hmm. from the picture, or you won't drop anything. And it's just better for me to ride that wave instead of getting caught up in it. Cause sometimes, you know, in 3 weeks or whatever, you'll drop it. You'll be like, I'm actually done with that. And maybe it would have been something that like, I just like would have said something about, maybe caused a fight. But instead, now I'm like, whatever, you'll just figure it out. And if you don't like it, you'll drop it. I don't need to talk to you about it. Or I'll start to like it
mm-hmm.
and be cool with it. And then it's like, again, we didn't need to have this like fight.
Yeah, and the Austin thing didn't even last a day because I got on Austin TikTok and, you know. It was too many girls, white girls in cowboy boots. I just can't do it. But fun city, would love to visit. Yeah, it's not worth fighting with me over because they pretty much go away if they're not meant to be. And like when I was working at Fashion Brand Company, you were not happy about it. You were like, what the fuck are you doing? But you kind of
kept... Wait, what do you mean I wasn't happy about it?
You were like, you're working here full time. You have no energy to do anything else. Like, I wasn't doing any comedy. And I think it concerned you, but you didn't say that
no.
until I quit, basically. and you let me ride it out. And then, yeah, I, by that time I agreed with you. But while I was in it, I was like, no, I'm going to be a high-powered fashion executive at a company that makes hideous clothing.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. I think as a partner, you have to let that person go on their journey, and you're just kind of along for the ride. But the crazy thing is, what you also want to say something to your partner if you're like, okay, what are you doing?
Well, yeah.
You know, like, if I, like, Sid won't let me get a Nintendo Switch.
I won't.
I really want one.
Not happening.
Because I've played it with my friends, and I just think, like, video games would be a cool way for me to, like, truly disconnect. But she won't let me do it because then I'm going to play video games all the time, and I need to be hustling.
That's not why I'm not letting you get a video game console. And if you can present a good argument, I think you should get one. But I personally, and I don't mean any shade to anyone who plays video games, I think they're a time suck, and you just zone out. You don't know how long you're playing them. And
zone out.
I mean, it's like social media.
Sounds a lot like what you do 3 to 4 hours a day on TikTok.
Okay, but why would we invite something else like that into our lives? They're also so expensive. Each game is like $60. Is that how you want to spend your money?
Not really.
Yeah. Why invite something else in?
I do agree. And that's why I haven't pushed it, because I like that more. I'm pushing myself to disconnect by, like, you know, getting exercise or, like, going and seeing people.
Yeah. I feel like on the weekends when we don't know what to do, we go work out. Like, that's great. We go on a walk. We go to the gym. We go on a hike.
Yeah. Rather than, like, playing video games.
Yeah.
But it's so much fun. I played Jeopardy with some friends the other night.
Go play games at their houses.
This is exactly like what my parents would say when I wanted
something.
Yeah,
you don't need it here.
In my house, we don't need Super Nintendo.
I just don't want it. I don't. I'm just not into the gamer culture. If we can make money doing it, then I'm in. Then I'm in.
So, yeah, you were.
But, yeah, I had an obsessive. I had an obsessive week. The Austin thing had me Googling if I'm bipolar, because it felt like a manic episode. I did like a Google quiz, like, do you have bipolar? Here, I answer these questions. And it said I did. But the reality is a lot of people who are alcoholics get misdiagnosed with bipolar because the symptoms are so similar.
Right.
Because they'll have like these little, we'll have these little manic episodes of being like, this will change my life. Like, this is all I need.
Yeah.
Like,
just one more drink.
Yeah. Or like, okay, all I need to stop and like to get my life together is to do exactly what this person says. Like, they're a genius. They're God. Like, mm-hmm. It's very similar. So I don't think I'm bipolar. Sound off in the comments.
Oh, hey, Sid, yeah, you're bipolar.
Yeah, I don't think I am.
Yeah, I was, I don't know.
I think you thought I was, maybe.
It did explain your tiredness.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Just
we
going
need to talk about this.
No, just say it.
I think I've cured my tiredness.
You think you've cured your tiredness?
Yes.
How?
I take a nap in the middle of the day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like 1 to 2 hours.
You take a 2-hour nap in the middle of your day?
Yeah, and it totally fixes me.
You think that is sustainable?
Is it? I can't decide.
A 2-hour nap.
How long are naps supposed to be?
I feel like a nap is 30 minutes.
Oh, no.
I just love you being like, I figured out my tiredness. I take a 2 to 4 hour nap right in the middle of my day.
Sometimes it is 3 hours.
I mean,
because I work at night a lot.
So then it is sustainable.
Yeah. I'm sure it wouldn't be sustainable if I had a 9 to 5, but because I have like a 3 to 9 or a 4 to 11, like, it is sustainable for now. But yeah, I actually don't know how else to function. I guess when I had the 9 to 5, I just powered through, but I really felt like shit all the time. What are you doing?
I don't want the display to.
Oh, go away.
Yeah.
Noah's editing on my phone. But yeah, I think the nap thing, I wasn't a napper before because I was like, what am I, a baby? But now I'm like, oh no, I very much am a baby, and I need to be treated as such.
I recently am into naps, too.
They're so good.
I've taken a couple this week, just like, you know, 30, 40 minutes, and it's very helpful. Because I really am not high-functioning from, like, 3 to 4:30.
Oh, no.
2:30 to 4:30, I'm a goddamn big bag of goo.
Mine's about 1 to 4. So, yeah, there's a three-hour window. I'm wondering how we bring the siesta to the United States.
I know.
Why does Spain get to do it and we don't get to do it?
When I was in Spain, we did it.
Yeah, it sounds incredible.
It was great. Every day around 3 p.m., we went back to our like hotel or hostel and just kicked our feet up and took like a, you know, 2-hour nap.
So does the whole city go to sleep?
Basically.
See, that's incredible.
I mean, I don't know if everyone's asleep, but everyone like kind of, the store shut down, you go home, you have a cup of coffee, you know, you just chill out for a little bit.
I'm obsessed with that. And I think we need to bring that to LA. Another thing.
I think it would work really well in Los Angeles.
I do too.
Because there is a very Mediterranean sort of vibe here.
Yeah. I think we need to bring the Mediterranean vibes here. Remember when we were in France with your cousins? Noah's cousins live in Paris in a neighborhood called Las Lilas. And we stayed with them a couple of years ago. And they were like, Spanish people are so fat. They eat dinner at 11 p.m. I don't know what accent I'm doing, which is dumb because
just
I speak French. No, the Spanish people are so fat. And not to be rude, but Noah's cousins aren't skinny people. They're older Jewish people. So I was like, what are you talking about? But they say
whatever you're picturing is probably accurate.
So they kept saying how Spanish people are so fat, which I've never seen a fat Spanish person. Really, I'm having a hard time picturing a fat European. But they eat dinner so late. So I'm wondering if the siesta and the late dinner, I don't know if that would work in LA with our, you know, superficial culture.
You don't think a late dinner would work?
I mean, dinner at 11 p.m. does sound fucking outrageous.
But here's the thing. Here's the crossover.
Okay, tell me.
LA has a party culture. It does have a dinner culture, and now you're mixing the two.
Yeah, you're right, because I feel like Europe has a party culture, but it's very much a part of the dinner culture. It's the dinner is long. The dinner starts late and it goes long.
Like, I think for me, I would love to go to like a late dinner. I talk about it all the time. I romanticize a late dinner. I think a late dinner is so lovely. 9 p.m. You know?
Yeah, you love a late dinner.
And we're dining until, you know,
it's the Frenchman in you.
11:30 p.m.?
Yeah.
And you know you're drinking and you're eating and you're conversing.
The conversing part I love.
And you're late into the night. I mean, there's something so fulfilling about a sit. You know what a sit is? You do?
I want to hear you keep going.
A sit is a group of people sitting at a table for an extended period of time, way past the meal.
Mm-hmm.
And the conversation is so good. And it could go on for hours. You're just like in the company of people you really enjoy. And sometimes you don't even need to talk. You just sit.
No, you just said the conversation's what keeps the sit going.
No, but also sometimes you can just rest in the silence.
There's something so appealing about a sit. God, that's so funny. I don't think the sits are silent. I think the sits are filled with conversation.
But sometimes...
No.
When you transition to the new topic, the conversation dulls.
Dulls?
Lulls. The conversation lulls like Beethoven's Fifth. I think
you don't know what
is
you're
what
talking.
It's called. I think is what it's called.
Is what's called? The song you're talking
Beethoven's
about?
Beethoven's Fifth.
Is that song have a lull in it?
At the
is
end,
Beethoven's
every song.
Is Beethoven's Fifth a song?
At the end, every song lulls.
Is it a song or is it like a, what are they called?
A concerto? Symphony.
A symphony? Guys, what's a symphony versus a song versus a concerto?
Beethoven's writings aren't songs.
Are they? Was Beethoven just a glorified songwriter?
Yes.
Man, I'm obsessed with this sits thing. The sit.
It's the sit. It's very special. I recommend everyone doing it. I've done it with a lot of important people in my life, my college friends, comedians. We do it every morning. That's why I love my favorite thing to do in the morning lately with you is we have coffee and we look out our window. You're sitting on the couch and I'm sitting on our dining room table and Red's sitting on the other part of the couch. We're all looking out the window, sitting coffee, and we're just sitting.
Yeah, we have our sits, our daily sits. Okay, so then
there's You're done a couple.
No, I'm not done with it. There's actually two things I need to talk about regarding to the sit. One is I'm loving working nights again.
You are?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I love having my days.
You're hot. You're very, yeah, it's perfect for you.
Yeah, because I don't like to wake up early. I like to wake up naturally, which is around 8 or 9 a.m. It's not like I'm really sleeping in. I wake up naturally at about 8 a.m. But I love not setting an alarm. And then I love our sits, and then I do my workout, do whatever I got to do, and then I go to work. And I'm really loving that. And I'm loving that it's not at a restaurant, so it's not like I'm cleaning, you know, at 11 p.m. or I'm waiting to close someone out. It's just like I'm off at 10:30.
Yeah, it's a good routine for you. I think it's important as you age to understand. I think we've talked about this before, mm-hmm. but like when is your brain at its best to do, you know, X thing?
Yeah, and mine is around 10 a.m.
Like my creativity needs to happen in the morning.
Yeah.
Right around 1, 2 p.m., I'm toasted.
Me too.
I told you, my brain is a big bag of goo.
Me too.
Jelly goo.
I think you get started a little earlier than me. I think I need to get started around 11, and then 11 to 1, I'm peak performance. 2, I take a little resty. By 3, I'm at work. 3 to 4.
Yeah. But yeah, so, and I, for, yeah. So,
And I love my morning sits.
Yes.
And so then the other thing the sit is having me think of, and I think we should talk about this anyway, with the obsessiveness, is I found my dream apartment yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And 24 hours later, I have emailed the company multiple times. I've texted. I've left messages. I've applied to this apartment. We have not seen it yet. But I told Noah, I said, just so you know, I will do anything in my power to get this apartment. Are you okay with that? And he said, yeah.
It's true. I was trying to take a nap, and Sid found this apartment, and it just consumed her. She would not let me sleep.
Mm-mm.
And she asked me that question, but it wasn't like as calm as she's making it sound. It was like, I don't know. It's like the way people feel about like missing a friend.
Yeah.
Like it was like, I need this apartment.
I kept going, Noah, I don't know what to do. How I need this apartment so badly.
Like she kept, I don't know what to do. What do I do?
Yeah, I kind of had a meltdown.
I was like, I guess apply. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
You were
what
like,
to
I
do.
Need, and then you were like, you have to let me do whatever it takes to get this apartment.
I did say that.
You have to let me do whatever it takes to get this apartment.
And luckily, he is letting me do whatever it takes. I already applied.
But I think earlier in our relationship, this would have freaked me out.
Yeah, it would have frightened you.
I would have been like, dude, relax. But now it's like, okay, do it. Like, whatever. Do it. Apply. Do whatever you got to do to make yourself feel good. And then we'll go see it. And then if we get it, we'll talk.
Yeah, and you saw the apartment and you agreed that it was worth doing almost anything for.
It's pretty spectacular.
It's insane. And it would be perfect for sits. That's why.
It would be so perfect for sits. It would
be perfect for sits.
Tell them why.
Okay, it has a backyard, but it's an apartment.
Yeah.
So apartment price plus backyard. It's walking distance to a Trader Joe's,
mm-hmm.
a farmer's market,
mm-hmm.
a really good coffee shop,
mm-hmm.
and a Vons, just multiple, and a Sephora, which is trouble. But but it's...
Oh.
Oh, that's why
I see what's going on here.
It's also walking distance from a sushi stop, which is one of my favorite restaurants.
Sushi stop?
Yeah.
Ugh, it's so gross.
Oh, really? You think it's gross?
I mean,
it's so cheap?
It's like, you're not getting a good spicy tuna if
that's
it's
not
like
true.
The $4.
I've actually asked people in the sushi biz. The quality's not that bad.
I thought you said it was bad.
No.
You were the one who told me Sushi Stop was gross.
No, I didn't.
Okay, can I say a couple things?
Uh-oh.
This past week, this is the second time this happened, where you have stated something earlier on in the relationship, followed through throughout the relationship, and I've just, like, cut that thing out of my life.
Uh-oh, I know what's coming.
Because you said it was bad. Sid told me, do not buy Jif or Skippy peanut butter. She said it's like poison.
I didn't say it was poison. I just said it's not good for you.
It's not good for you. It's so much sugar. This week, I come home. I open the fridge. And right there in the fridge is a big, big bottle of Skippy.
A huge jar.
And I've been buying, like, the nice almond butter, peanut butter, no added sugar, you know, that shit. That's what I've always been told by Sid to buy.
Yeah, for 6 years.
For 6 years. Even though in my heart, I always wanted to be a Skippy guy. I wasn't allowed to be a Skippy guy growing up. You marry your mom, folks. My mom said the same thing. That shit is poison.
It's bad for you.
So I come home, I see this Skippy peanut butter. I'm like, Sid, what the hell's going on here? What is this?
Well, I've had a change of heart about the peanut butter because it's so good. Have you guys tried Skippy or Jif? I bought Jif the other day, too, because we finished the Skippy in a week. I've never gone through peanut butter that quickly.
I was just scooping that shit.
I'll eat just a spoonful. I'll go in the fridge, eat a spoonful. I eat a spoonful before bed. I'm eating spoonfuls of it daily.
Within 3 days, the sink is just filled with spoons. That's like the only silverware that's there. We have like no spoons. We had to do an entire dishwash of just spoons.
I know, we have been really low on spoons.
We got a spoon shortage because of the Skippy.
So what I'll say about the peanut butter is I was also told my whole life it was really bad for you, the Jiffy and the Skippy. So I was eating like the shitty almond butter, the shitty peanut butter that just like isn't good.
Yeah.
And then I've never even looked at a jar of Skippy before or a jar of Jiffy. I was like, what is this? So it was on set when we were shooting that short. And I looked at the ingredients and I looked at the calories and the sugar. It wasn't that bad. Actually, same calories, same protein. It's like 2 more grams of sugar and like 1 more gram of fat. So I was like, what the fuck have I been doing? We've been sold a lie. We can have the bad peanut butter. It's not that bad. Like, it's no more calories. So I'm like, what's the fucking problem? Sure, there's hydrogenated oils in it, but I feel like those aren't as bad as we thought they were.
Sound off in the comments.
Sound off in the comments.
Sound off in the comments.
Tell us if hydrogenated. I'm sure my beautiful hairstylist, Sarah, will text me and let me know if they're bad.
Yeah, she always knows. Shout out to Sarah. That's our girl.
Shout out to Sarah.
So we're a Skippy fam now, unless you guys say otherwise, or a Jiffy.
We bought Jiffy Crunchy, and it is...
Is it Jif or is it Jiffy?
I think it's Jif, but I also don't know.
Yeah.
But I had Jiffy on toast. See, I buy the cheap peanut butter. I buy the Jiffy, but then I buy the expensive jam. I'm not a bon maman girl. I buy the nice jam with no added sugar. So that way I'm balancing it out a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I had a really thick PB&J for breakfast, and it really filled me up all day.
Yeah. Ugh, I love peanut butter. It's really one of my favorite things on this planet.
Me too.
I'm allergic to shellfish, and I often think, what would I rather, allergic to shellfish or allergic to peanut butter? And for me, I would much rather be allergic to shellfish. Peanut butter fills my heart.
You've never had shellfish, though. Shellfish is so good. If you got to try fucking shrimp tempura, you'd be singing a different tune. A lobster roll? Crab? Noah doesn't even know what he's missing.
Let me ask you something. Tell me the truth.
Mm-hmm.
What's better, peanut butter or shellfish?
Shellfish.
Fuck.
Shellfish is the best food on the planet. I'm not even... I can be exaggerating a lot, but I'm not exaggerating about this. Crab in like warm butter and lemon... I'm salivating. A lobster roll, out of this world. A scallop. I had the scallop at Sugarfish a couple weeks ago and my boss took us out. It was so fucking delicious. Oysters, I'm dead.
Like, the lobster roll is the one that really gets me because I really love like a catfish po' boy.
And it's not even close. A lobster roll is so much better.
Or just I love like Baja California fish tacos.
Yeah.
Like that just like fresh, like doughy roll and the with the fresh fish. Ugh.
Shrimp cocktail? Oh, baby.
Does shellfish taste fishy?
No. That's why it's so good. It's like the least fishy of the fish.
Is there anything I've ever eaten that is like shellfish?
Nope.
There's nothing?
Nope. Shellfish is an enigma.
Salmon?
Nope, not even close.
Compare it to salmon.
It's thicker, it's meatier, the flavor's better.
It's thicker.
It's meatier.
So it's more thicker. Like a chicken?
It's the steak of the sea.
It's more like a steak.
It's, no, I don't know. Because you can also tear it apart. It's like string cheese, but firm and delicious.
It's like pork?
Oh, yeah, but not flavor-wise.
But like that?
Yeah, I would say shellfish is the pork of the sea.
That sort of texture?
Yeah.
I wish there was a way I could taste what you can taste. Like, it's just so fascinating to be like, this thing that I just want to taste.
I know. I think we should get you allergy tested again.
I'm never going to be able to taste it. Like, do you think the allergies will ever become, like, cured? Eradicated?
I don't know. It just doesn't seem like a high priority. But maybe it should be because it kills people.
I think if I were to have a last meal, like if I were on death row, I would ask for shellfish.
You should. And just let that kill you.
Yeah, I'm like already dead by the time they electrocute me.
That's really smart.
That's so smart.
Yeah. I mean, that'll never happen because I don't know what your little pussy ass could do to get you on death row, but...
Jesus Christ. What the fuck?
Your little pussy ass.
Where'd that come from?
I was being sweet.
I used to have a fear of like being on death row. I remember after I saw Green Mile with Tom Hanks, I was like, what if that ends up being me?
Oh, man. That book is really sad.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Did I read the book or did I? I read the book.
I didn't even know there was a book. I just saw the movie.
I don't know why I read the book. It's really not something I would do.
Speaking of Tom Hanks and our, you know, we've already told people we don't. We're not cool with him. We're not cool with Tom Hanks.
This pod has a bone to pick.
Honestly, the Bedtime Podcast is more pro Chet Hanks than Tom Hanks.
I don't know about that. I just don't think we like the Hanks very much.
I like Colin.
Yeah, Orange County is a pretty good movie.
He's a really good actor. And I like the roles he chooses, and I think he's really good.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I do. I'm a
what
big...
What other roles?
Life in Pieces.
Okay. Is he on that?
Yeah.
Is that the show I tried to write? Or is that another show?
No, you tried to write on A Million Little Things.
Those shows are all the same.
No, they're not. Life in Pieces is like a straight Jason Weiner comedy.
Oh.
It's like really funny.
Oh, never mind.
What was I even saying? Oh, this is one thing that another gripe I have with Tom Hanks. The other day he said he's like, it seems like he's like pro AI.
I know. He's like given AI permission to use his body in the afterlife or whatever.
No.
Tom Hanks is giving his body over to AI.
He said he's like likes the prospects of AI because it'll allow him to still be working when he's dead.
He won't be working, but yeah, it'll allow him to still be in movies even long after he's gone.
Another AI thing is I saw a thing I showed it to you the other day. They're going to be able to like change your race. Like they could like make me look Asian.
Diversity's dead, y'all.
So if you have like an actor you like, Ryan Gosling, you're like, well, whatever, we'll just make him Asian.
That's so horrifying.
That's fucking terrible.
That's so horrible. I hate AI. Even though I wanted to do like the shitty jobs.
Yeah, we saw that tweet.
Like pick plastic out of the ocean.
Yeah, like, all right, there was that tweet here. This comedian, Matt Summerstein at MP Summerstein, he said, can we get some AI to pick plastic out of the ocean or do all the robots need to be screenwriters?
I love that tweet.
It's so true.
It's so good.
It's so true. It's like, why are...
I know. Why are we using AI to make fucking art?
Like we should use AI to fix our mistakes.
Yeah, have AI do all the, like, menial jobs that nobody wants to do.
That truly nobody wants to do.
And give us all universal basic income. Boom. Solved it.
Yeah, that actually would be a decent fix.
That'd be a huge fix. Because AI could make the big companies so much money that we then could tax them and then we could get universal basic income.
And then everyone could like really just do things that they want to do with their life every day. This is super progressive and liberal, and I'm sure there are a lot of people listening that wouldn't be on board with this. But hey, guys, the Bedtime Podcast, like the Joe Rogan Experience, is a place for open dialogue and discussion.
For polarizing opinions. To make people mad. Okay, we have something I really want to talk about.
What is it?
The guy in the sauna.
Oh, my God.
Should I start?
I mean, it's my story, I
know,
guess.
I know, but I want to give the preview.
Okay, give the preview.
So we're climbing the other day, and there's this foreign guy right next to us, and I only know this because he's got earphones in, and he's talking to someone in another language. And
people who climb and talk on the phone, that's nuts.
It's insane. He's like Eastern European, maybe, or Western European.
I think he's French.
I thought he was maybe. Well, I didn't recognize the language, so I don't think it's French.
No.
And he's talking, and he's really good at climbing. Absurdly good at climbing.
And really strong.
He's really ripped. I didn't think he was that handsome. But apparently, somebody else did.
So, I'm in the sauna with this guy. This is going to make me look like a creep.
No, it's not.
I'm in the sauna with this guy, and, like, I walk in, and this man's body is, like, spectacular.
What is a spectacular body, in your opinion?
Just, like, I think the man's body looked like Mark Wahlberg's body.
Oh, you like that?
I'm not saying I like it. I'm just saying, like, it was, like, really well chiseled and, like, so cut.
Okay.
And it was, like, sweaty. I wasn't attracted to him, but I recognized in that moment that this was a really hot man.
Mm-hmm.
And I think every straight guy has one guy that kind of flips them and makes them go, I get why someone would want to have sex with you. You are really hot.
Yeah.
I didn't want to have sex with him. I want to be clear.
Okay.
But I was picturing that his body was my body.
Yeah.
And I was having sex. And that, I think that was what's really what was turning me on.
See,
this is so crazy to say. People are like, you're gay. And I guess like all this is a spectrum. Like, I'm not like gay.
No, nobody's thinking you're gay.
I'm not gay, okay?
No, first of all, this is my personal opinion. I think everyone on earth is a bisexual. I think there's no such thing
as, my God.
You know.
You think everyone on earth.
Everyone on earth is
you
bisexual.
You heard it. Let's get it out. Everyone on earth is bisexual.
I'm not joking. I'm 100% dead serious. Every single one of you is a bisexual. Is my personal belief. So it's just whether or not you know it.
I mean, this man was, his body was insane. I was like, I couldn't stop staring at it. I mean, I sound like a creep, but it was like, it was just so nuts. I was like, this is crazy.
And I didn't think he was that hot. But
his whole body was like a V. I wasn't like staring too.
I just can't believe you saw his penis.
He went in there naked.
Oh, no towel?
He had a towel that he was sitting on.
Oh, so in the men's sauna, no one covers themselves.
No, some people cover themselves.
Do you?
I get a hand towel, and I just cover
Stop.
My junk.
That's the worst thing you can do, in
Why?
My opinion. I think that's like, boop, 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 so shy. I think either be all out or wrap a towel around your waist like Donald Duck. Or is that what Donald Duck does? Yeah.
I don't think I get the reference. I didn't know Donald Duck was in a towel.
He doesn't wear pants, but when he's in the shower, he wraps a towel around his waist.
He puts a towel on when he's in the shower?
No, there's images of Donald Duck with a towel around his waist. That's all I'll say.
Is this like your anime porn?
No. No. That's a different topic for a different time. But no, Donald Duck wears a towel around his waist is what I'm saying. So either wear a towel around your waist or be fully naked. I think the little towel over your penis is weirder.
Homophobia is such a thing because I'm having such a hard time talking about this because I really don't want people to think I'm gay.
Yeah. Well, nobody thinks you're gay. People think you're bisexual.
I was just like really could appreciate how hot this man was. It was like the first time I think we've talked about like guys I think are hot on the podcast, but like it's always celebrities.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever really seen a man in public and been like, okay, wow, that is a really hot guy. He's taking my breath away.
He took your breath away?
Honestly, it was like so nuts, man.
I love that. Because I do not think this guy's hot. He's like a little European man. I'm not that into European guys. Eastern or Western. That's not my bag.
I will say when I saw him with clothes on, I was like, whatever. Like, you're not hot.
Oh, yeah. Well, I only saw him clothed.
I saw him naked. Is this inappropriate? Can I get sued for this?
No. Well, who would sue you? We don't know who this man is.
Yeah, and usually people aren't suing other people who say, this man is the hottest man. So I saw this guy in the sauna, and I really, I don't know what came over me, man.
He did it for you. I think you're also in a place right now where you're just really admiring men's bodies because you're on a bit of a fitness journey.
I mean, I think a little bit of that, too, because I was looking at him. I was like, man, this is what I want my body to look like.
Yeah.
Because he was, like, not, like, buff, but he was just so cut and svelte.
Yeah.
And I was like, that would be sick.
Mm-hmm.
That would be sick. It's weird. It's like the better in shape you get, the gayer you get.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? It is true because I've been looking at women's bodies all day on the internet being like, is that what I want? Is that what I want? It's kind of like online shopping. But like, and obviously there's no way to make your body look like somebody else's.
It's a body board.
Oh, yeah, body board.
Body board.
But it's just like...
No, this this board of hot guys, it's not gay. It's a body board.
No, it yeah.
I'm not into these hot guys. It's inspo.
Once he gets started on a bit, you can't get him to stop. But yeah, I'm looking at women's... I mean, I work at a gym. I'm looking at women's bodies all day being like, yeah, baby.
Is it bad? Like, is that... taboo or like inappropriate to like check people out?
No, there is a guy at the gym who makes my jaw drop a little bit. I'll show him to you when you come.
But like, if you were, you know, working or were exercising and you noticed a guy like eyeing you, what's your reaction to that?
I feel like the gym is the one place you're free to check people out,
really,
without repercussions. Don't be creepy. Like, I do think I was a little creepy with that guy the other day.
Which guy?
There's this guy at the gym who's just has a beautiful tall body.
Yeah,
tall, really muscular. Like, you can see his arms muscles, like, just when he moves.
He's not more handsome than me, right?
No, his face, he looks like he's like British, which I already said I don't really like European guys, even though, is that European or is that just British?
It's still kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Keep talking about this beautiful man.
He looks really British and he's really nerdy. Like, when he'll come in and be like, can I have a size 10 shoe, please? And I'll be like, yeah. And he goes, thanks, Superstore. And I'll be like, what? What?
Superstore.
He goes like, Superstore.
Like this is a Superstore?
Well, just when he likes something, he's like, great, Superstore. Like,
is he calling you a superstar?
I don't know.
Or is he saying this is a Superstore?
I think he's trying to say like something super, but he goes like, Superstore. I'm like, okay.
You know. Maybe he's saying Soupster.
There's so many nerds at this fucking gym. It doesn't even matter that their bodies are good. They're so nerdy.
Wait, what were we talking about though? So
beautiful bodies?
No, but this guy, why'd you bring him up?
Because I'm saying I checked him out. Like, I was literally chewing and my jaw was dropping watching him work out.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I think it's okay at the gym. Because he's in little shorts.
Yeah.
He wants you to look at him.
Wow, that's a controversial opinion. They're asking for it?
It's not that I think you're asking for it. I think you're giving permission.
Same thing.
No, asking for it's like, she deserved it. Giving permission is like, yeah, I know my legs look good. That's why these shorts are so short.
Yeah, and it is like, you know what it's like? It's like going to a sculptor studio, and when he starts to sculpt, you look away.
Yeah, it's like, no, you're putting in effort so people can look.
I mean, that, yeah.
Yourself. I don't know why people work
out. I mean, I think it's for yourself, but it's also like, so when you feel good and you want to show it off, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think it's okay to check out. And I'm not just checking out the skinny people. Like, sometimes I love to see a bouncing booty, bouncing tits, bouncing everything. I love to see a bounce. I love it all is what I'm saying. Like, so I'm not saying it's all about like buffed out babes, you know?
Yeah.
The worst to see at the gym are the skinny people, really. Those are the people I want to leave the gym the most.
Yeah, the skinny people are uninteresting.
They're really, that's why I like the gym. It's the one place skinny people don't reign.
It's like, what do I care about that? You got nothing bouncing.
You got nothing bouncing. You got nothing glimmering.
Glamming.
You got nothing glamming.
You got nothing bulging.
You got nothing bulging, that's for sure.
If you're going to be at a gym and not be bulging, I don't want to be looking.
I love your metaphor for it's like going to a sculptor studio. And when he starts sculpting, you look away.
Is that track?
It's so true.
I mean, how often are you in a sculptor's studio, though?
Well,
it's not really a relatable thing.
No, but it is, because it's like I'm at the sculptor's studio, which is the gym, and what I'm sculpting is myself. My clay is myself. And yeah, if I'm on the treadmill in my little shorts, take a peek.
Yeah.
I'm giving permission. I'm not asking for it. I'm giving permission. So, Noah, what are you into this week?
What am I into this week? I am into the sauna.
Oh, yeah.
There's a sauna at the climbing gym. Obviously, you guys know I'm into it. I love you. You're like, yeah, no, I don't think you're just into the sauna because of the heat. I think there's a lot more going on in that sauna for you. No, I really am enjoying ending my workouts in a sauna. I'm up to 20 minutes now. If that man comes back, maybe I'll die in there.
Yeah.
Staring at him.
Choking. On D.
So, okay, no, it's not about the hot guy. It's about, it feels amazing. And it's a nice cherry on top for a workout.
It feels amazing looking at other men's bodies. It's a nice cherry on top of after a hard workout to look at some harder abs.
It's not about that.
No, I know.
It's about the sweat.
I do the sauna too. I'm obsessed with it.
Jews love to schwitz.
Jews love saunas. I've been obsessed with saunas my whole life.
Saunas honestly were introduced to my life, I think, at 3 or 4 years old.
I don't believe that.
I think
you can't take kids in a sauna.
My dad took me into a sauna or a steam room when I was 3 or 4 years old.
Some of my earliest memories are the sauna at the JCC.
Whoa, what?
I'm not joking. Now I'm like, oh yeah, I was going into the sauna at the JCC with my mom, and I remember laughing out loud when a really old lady with like really long tits came in.
Oh my God, this reminds me. I know we're trying to close up, but I remember like thinking it was so funny when I would go to the Y with my dad and just like seeing so many dongs.
I know.
And being like, this is wild. Like, why are people like just covering up? Like, it just seems unnecessary how naked these people are.
I know. And now as an adult, I'm like, watch these titties fly free.
I know. Now as an adult, I'm like, I don't give a shit. I'll let my tiny little penis fly free.
No, you're putting a weird little washcloth over it, which is why I think you should stop.
But I am a lot more lenient on how much dong I show. Like, I used to, when I would go with my dad to the Y, I would really, really, like, make it my mission that no one ever saw my little pee-pee.
I really want to be in a co-ed locker room with you and see what you're showing. But I want to be at a fly on the wall, actually.
Okay, well, that just doesn't seem possible. I don't think the technology is there.
I put a hole in the wall of the rock ship. I do go to jail.
Anyway. I'm into the sauna.
What am I into?
What are you into this week?
Mine's huge. It's life-changing. Noah wouldn't let me talk about it on the podcast because he thought it'd be annoying. I'm obsessed with these workouts by Caroline Gervin. She's a Scandinavian woman. So fit. The fittest woman you've ever seen. I don't want to be like jacked like crazy, but the workout is so hard. I almost threw up after the first one. I had to take a 3-hour nap. And thus began my nap journey, actually. I'm on the 7th day of her iron series, and it's actually curing my depression. I know that's insane and probably not true, but I have been so giddy since starting these workouts. I think because they're so hard, they make me feel like a fucking rock star. And what is it that exercise does? Endorphins?
Endorphins.
Serotonin? Whatever. It's like fixing me. It's just so hard. I'm obsessed. Look it up.
Yeah, you are. That is the other final thing to bring it full circle that you are obsessed
with. I'm obsessed. Like, it's all I think about. I've been planning my whole days around them.
You've been looking at before and afters.
A lot.
That of people who use the Caroline Gervin days now.
Days. I got back on Facebook just so I could join the Caroline Gervin Facebook community. So I'm on Facebook. I don't have any friends. I haven't had a Facebook in maybe 10 years. So I could be on this community.
I get it. I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
That's another cool thing, not to be totally on this fitness grind, but like both being on a fitness journey, it is very cool to watch your partner go on a fitness journey because I am seeing you like do it, like work at it every day, and then I'm also seeing the results.
Yeah, you really get to see the results firsthand.
And on that note, I think it's time to go to bed, right, Sid?
Yeah, I'm tired.
Guys, thank you for listening. You know, the last couple weeks, we've gotten some really unbelievable feedback from you, and it warms our hearts to know that you are listening. We've had a a handful of people like say things about the pod, right? And
yeah, and I just want you to know it's meaningless if you don't write it down. So thanks for saying it to us, but put it in writing.
Oh yeah, that would be great. If you could put what Apple you feel podcasts. About the pod on Apple Podcasts, that's going to be so helpful. It is also really nice that you told us.
No, it's super nice, and, but it falls on deaf ears.
But yeah, the review really would help us. And we have a Patreon, and we are continuing to upload content to there. And yeah, follow us, share it with a friend. And I think I'm ready to go to sleep.
Me too. I love you guys.
Love you guys. Good night.
Time for a scoop of Jif.
It's the bedtime podcast.